will give you a number that I want you to follow. And if you trade numbers, you will be kicked out. JK wants it that way. So late in the 60s, early 70s, I saw Mecha Normal at my local bar, and they were just starting out, and they said, hey, where can we get a show? And I go, hey, why don't you come over to this place? And they came over, and there was nobody there, and people were really mad that I had this band that was literate and smart and gracious and swooping and dynamic and awesome. And they said, why don't you just give us some shitty rock, you know? And then the comedian came out and he did a lot of queef jokes to the kids. They were little. They had no idea what we were talking about. So we cut that out of the act, basically. We just moved farther north to an area of town that we knew we could get away with that stuff. So there it is, the 80s or whatever, and people are all excited. They want new things. They want new dynamics. They've heard of this thing that might come along, they'll get them on the web, and they'll get on a web, and they'll talk to people in chat rooms, and then they'll trade records through the chat rooms, they'll get an address and a record to the address, or whatever they were doing. And they soldiered on, they made flyers, and books, and comics, and films, and animations, and little tiny dolls. There's a David doll and a Gene doll. And they put them on their shelf. This is in the mid-80s, towards the end of the 80s, early 90s, people stopped buying normal music, which is records, and started buying abnormal music, which is, of course, CDs. Now, this CD here by Sex Mob, I can't imagine anybody ever buying this CD. Because it's called Sex Mob. That's not the problem. It's a CD. It's, look what happens. Nothing. Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had the pleasure of knowing Gene and David for so many years, like 1,000 years, and I love them so much, and there's no one I want in my store more than people that I love so much, and hell raise high water, everybody, we say it all,
the history of the world right before your very eyes. Am I loud enough?
You're going to be loud enough here. Should I be turning down?
I don't think it's going to be loud enough for me. Does it seem like the vocals are right in there, Sid?
Not loud enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Either it's guitar down, vocal drop, or vocals up, or one or the other.
Yeah, I can come in front here. So we have a new album out, and that's a lot of fun. Taking some of the low off there, adding a little mid, a little high. There we go. There I am. That's okay. So it's called Empathy for the Evil. It's out on Milady's Records, and we've just been doing a tour around the Northeast. Some of our shows have been with $75 Bill, and that's been fun. We have one more in Brooklyn tomorrow night, and then we're heading farther south. So with this new album, some of this set will be songs off of it, as is this one. It's called Art Was the Great Leveler. Tell me if Dave starts making bunny ears behind my head or anything like that, okay? This is some backstory on a character in a novel called The Black Dot Museum of Political Art, within which a museum curator cures narcissism. I gave her that task within the novel when I heard or read that readers want to have women do important things within novels, so I gave her the task of curing an incurable personality disorder. So that was kind of fun. This is about her backstory. It's her parents, actually, how they met. Because there's always going to be a trail in the realm of personality disorders of how they came to be, so we needed to get to to why she had a proclivity to attract narcissists in the first place. You see, that's the thing. Okay.
They met at an argument with a guy mutual friend. People named Fortune. She always liked that part of the story. They were both papers who had nothing more than to pack up their watercolor gear and hide it from the local mountains to paint the landscapes. She was young and captivated by his charm and impressed with his brash and school talent. Which side of town they were from was the big enough issue.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is called One Man's Anger.
Gene, wasn't said.
This is not One Man's Anger, this is Wasn't Said. And it's out of another novel that I have written recently, quite recently. It's called Obliterating History, A Guitar-Making Mystery, Domination and Submission in a Small-Town Garage. Which I rather enjoy saying.
Thank you.
good sound. Pretty good sound.
That's great. I mean, that's a little aberrant sound for the rest of the set, but that sounds fine.
We wrote it just before we came out on, before we did a tour on the West Coast in July. It's about our sort of trajectory and involvement in punk music for 30 years, actually this year, and starting out to change the world, which we did, and that was interesting. And we go around sometimes and talk about how we changed the world and inspired, to some degree, the co-founders of the Riot Girl movement, which in turn has generated, I think, a broader influence in getting women interested and feeling confident to be on stage and publishing themselves dealing with their real feelings about culture within culture. And anyway, this is a matter of what it feels like to have come from all of that and through on into this point in time, and sensing that we didn't quite accomplish what we had hoped it would all turn out to be, really, and where we're at now with misogyny. Created a character in a novel to solve it all. what I do in my room. What do you do in your room?
Dating with Anna Karenina.
So this was, attraction is ephemeral as part of the obligatory goodbye answering machine message that I got. Yeah, Gina, attraction is ephemeral. I can hear the guy smoking. Anyway, before there was that, there was this. Informs my reaction. Thank you very much. This is also going out live over the airwaves during a pledge drive, radio pledge drive, in which yesterday I said to the people in a brief interview, pony up. Time to pony up, listeners. Keeping radio alive. This is called The Ferry to the Launch. This will be our last song. We did bring some CDs, our new album, which is actually on vinyl as well. Thank you, Dan, for having us. Dan and Tom, thanks for having us in the store. Thanks for $75 deal for playing. And yeah, thanks for coming out today. So we wrote this in advance of this tour, so this is sort of a work in progress at this point, but it's getting there. The Ferry to the Launch.